This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Search and Deploy, brought to you by Foundation Digital and the team at CopyBloggers Rainmaker.mnetwork. This is Lauren Baker, your host of Search and Deploy, and I just got back from about a month and a half or 2 months of travel from various conferences, ranging from Texas to California to London, England. Hence is my excuse for not getting many podcasts up in the past few weeks. But with me today, to make up for that lapse in podcasting, with me today, I have the COO and co-founder of a new conference series. His name is Craig Rayner, and Craig and his team have launched a conference called Ungagged. They were nice enough to have me speak and host a panel over in their second conference in London, England. And I had spoken at their first event, which was held in Las Vegas. These guys are crazy enough to launch their first conference ever in Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, Nevada, and then follow it up with one in London and have another one planned for Las Vegas, I believe later in the year, and we'll talk to Craig about that. But the reason why I invited him on the show today, in addition to him being nice enough to have me twice at his events, is because I thought it very curious as to seeing not only why a company would launch a conference series in today's environment where there are multiple different conferences going on in the world of SEO, not only the traditional ones like SMX, and I think SES is still around. They do a couple shows, and of course PubCon. But also you have, the CopyBlogger team just did their Rainmaker Authority conference. You have multiple tool companies like SearchMetrics pairing up with Search Engine Journal to do the SEJ Summit. You have BrightEdge doing conferences, Conductor doing conferences. So it's really become a market where there's a lot going on. And not only that, but conference companies are competing with online versions of conferences, along with the amount of online video and audio information out there. So I really wanted to sit down with Craig, and myself being a veteran of various search conferences and even trying my best to launch some in the past, wanted to get an idea of what these guys are thinking about, what their vision is with Ungagged, and really what's going to make their conference series different from everything else out there. So, Craig, welcome to Search and Deploy. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Lauren. Welcome, everyone. Okay, yeah, so lucky enough to have met you a couple of times, Lauren, and thank you very much for being one of our early supporters. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel with Ungagged. I think that's something I should put out there straight away. But it is, we've been in the industry, digital marketing industry, as an agency for quite some time. Because of that, we've actually been to extensively travel, been to quite a lot of conferences ourselves within the search arena, particularly. And that was actually the thing. If you, like us, have been to lots of the conferences that are out there, we actually got, without trying not to be insulting at all, but we just got really, really bored. We got bored of a variety of things. We didn't really feel that the speakers were certainly given a fair time, because conferences were selling cheap tickets like networking passes, and everyone was just in the hallways meeting and greeting, but it was just like a cattle market is how we saw it. It didn't really seem to be any quality. So you go to the speaker sessions because you've actually paid for a higher ticket and nobody's in there. Now, we thought that was a crying shame because the speakers were there to actually impart some wisdom. Anyway, so there are lots of conferences out there within the search arena, yes, and they've got a very similar format. You know, they seem to churn out the same speakers time and time again. And those speakers, not their fault if they're on the circuit and they're just constantly going around doing their thing, then they really are not really learning, and they're not really knowing what's up today, and they're not really getting the knowledge that they can impart. So they end up just saying the same thing, just in a different town. So it reminds me of a rock and roll band just on tour. You know, it becomes pretty faceless. And for us, that was the thing, you know. And also, you go to conferences, you don't get any food, or if you do, it's not that great at all. You know, you'll be lucky to get a free drink. It just didn't seem to be friendly. It didn't seem to be conducive to networking, to making friends, to sharing wisdom and knowledge. And we just wanted to do something different to actually allow all of those things to happen in one space.
Yeah, it's really cool too, because, you know, not only are there a lot of different conferences going on and you guys doing something different, but it seems like the existing conference companies that are actually taking the time to disrupt themselves are doing better. Because it did get to a point where when I went to a search conference, I felt like I was going to a book fair. I'd go in and see the same presentations. And this is why back in the day we did like the Search and Social Spring Summit and stuff like that, because we did want to change things up a little bit as speakers and as agency people. But you did see the same presentations. Then you get pitched with a book, and then the speaker is out there signing books in the conference hall. And, you know, it's funny. I like the rock band on tour analogy as well, right? Because you do hear about how boring the road can be, because it is the same thing. It's monotonous, right? Over and over again. And there are a lot of like company evangelists out there that do the same things. But I always have wondered, when you see someone consistently on the road, are they the person actually doing the work?
Yeah, that's true. That's right. And, you know, you touched on something there also, which was something we were completely against. And I don't know if it is because we're British, I must say. But we found it was very uncomfortable. If you paid not so much for a ticket, then often the quality drastically dropped. I'm not saying always, but often. And some of those conferences you were just being pitched to the whole time. And we just found that uncomfortable, and it just wasn't us. We just did not like that. I'm not saying that people don't have the opportunity at Ungagged to talk about their product or their service. That's not it. But we certainly don't allow a pitch fest. That's really against where we're trying to go with Ungagged.
No, I really appreciate that too, because like what I was getting at with the disruption too, like, you know, I think when I look at search conferences, and I never want to talk about anyone specifically in a bad tone, but I will talk about a couple of companies that have done well. So, you know, it does seem like SMX has taken the proactive approach of disrupting themselves and not necessarily going down the same route as their, you know, quote unquote predecessor did, being owned by a larger conference company and kind of going down the copy and paste boilerplate route of one moderator, three speakers, three book pitches, and then let's get everyone in the expo hall. PubCon's been doing some interesting things, launching some smaller events. You know, those guys are kind of like you too, Craig. You said once you've always been a Rolling Stone and never a Beatle, right? So, you know, you pick Vegas, those guys do Vegas, and they do New Orleans. Yep. I don't know which town you can get into more trouble in. I think they're New Orleans. You might leave with a curse on you or something like that. But you know, those guys are doing kind of the smaller thing too, and it's really refreshing to see, because for a while there, you know, I felt like you said, it was monotonous, right? So like, you know, playing on the Stones thing, like the Stones just did a surprise show down near me, actually, in Solana Beach, down near between La Jolla and San Diego in Southern California. And they
fantastic.
They surprised a bar that held 400 people, and they played a 90-minute set.
Wow.
And, you know, as a speaker, I always try to, you know, even if I'm using the same deck, I try to change that deck up, right?
Yeah.
And what happened to me once was, and I'll own this. I was at a PubCon, and I used a deck that I had used in a previous conference, and I thought I changed everything up. And on one of the slides, I had the other conference's logo. And everyone, okay. I heard a chuckle from the audience, and I'm like, "What? I didn't tell a joke, you know?"
Yeah.
And I looked at it, and I was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe I did that." And really, that was kind of a wake up call to me to make sure things were a little bit more put together and original, because I didn't want to fall within that same. I didn't want to become what I was sick of, was the same kind of monotonous thing. So, you know, at Ungagged, besides, really focusing on not as many pitches and not the same decks over and over again, what else have you guys done to kind of differentiate yourself from the pack?
I think one of the things that we think is very powerful is that, you know, we're just a very small group, but we're very passionate. So we don't really think that our vision's easily going to be infiltrated or diluted. What I mean by that is that you go to a lot of conferences where you know that the sponsors wouldn't allow certain things. And this was one of the key things. It was Ungagged. It got its name from literally, you know, ripping the gag off, you know, letting speakers say exactly what they want to say. So no one can literally say to them, like, you know, hey, you can't say that because that might upset Google or whoever, you know. We've got no place for that. We strongly believe in freedom of speech. And we want to give people the platform to have open discussions and to share information. So touching on a few things there. Okay, so one, we're a speaker-led conference because we believe in education. We believe in imparting of wisdom. Because of that, we tend to attract, luckily, we get some of the best speakers, you know, on the planet, pretty much, you know, that are going to come speak about stuff that they perhaps wouldn't be able to say at other conferences because we let them say exactly what they want to say. It is a behind closed doors policy, and there is no recording. So basically, it's for the audience's ears and eyes only. So yeah, okay, that what does that do? That sparks interest, it sparks conversations, it sparks all sorts of things going on in people's brain cells. You can see people thinking constantly at Ungagged. And then thereafter, we try to ensure that the speakers make themselves very available to all of the attendees. It's a three-day conference. The speakers are going to say stuff behind closed doors that no one should have heard anywhere else. The content is meant to be completely unique. Then people can just take that and run with it. It's immediately actionable. And because it's a friendly atmosphere, it's a great environment, the people that are there are intermediary to technically advanced. So the conversation doesn't have to pander to the newbie with respect to newbies, but it doesn't have to. It's straight in there from a very high level. So we facilitate that. We put on an event. Whereas the actual surroundings are nice, we do things in a very nice and friendly and warm way. It's got a lovely intimate feel to the environment. And because of that, things actually happen. People do get a genuine return on investment. People do make fantastic leads, et cetera, et cetera. You know, Lauren, you've been to a couple. You sort of know the feeling and you know what I'm trying to say there. You know, we keep it intimate so that everyone benefits.
Well, what I loved about not only London, but also Vegas was I ended up sitting down at the table with some people that I'd never met before, but I didn't realize it, but I had met them in various forums and on Twitter, and a good number of them did not use their real names on forums and Twitter, nor their photos, but we got to talking. I'm like, oh my God, we know each other type thing. And that's pretty cool. But also touching upon the freedom of speech thing, Ungagged, in the tradition of the name of the conference, you do have a policy against tweeting or covering most of the sessions, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's off-putting. It's off-putting to the speakers. We want people to fully embrace what is being shared with them. You know, it's good enough for the speakers to be saying things they wouldn't normally say and to share stuff, you know, and information that people aren't going to get elsewhere. You know, as I said to one person very recently when they were talking about a particular speaker, and they said, you know, that it was 55 minutes are all of our sessions. All of our sessions are 55 minutes to keep things fair. They said, well, how much do you think it would be to have X come and be a consultant for an hour? And I said, well, probably, you know, you're looking at, I don't know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, you know, just for an hour of their time. And there you are. You know, you've got people of the same caliber for 3 days. You know, it's a the value of it is fantastic. Yeah, and we just try to keep that level very high. You know, we want the next generation of thought leaders to say in 5 years' time or whatever, you know, do you know what? I was inspired when I was at Ungagged. I was inspired because I met Speaker X or whatever. But you know, the other thing is that I think we should touch on from the first Vegas conference back in November last year, one of our sponsors was Black Hat World. Now, right. Black Hat World, you know, was, you know, where are they going to go and get sponsorship? Where, you know, where's Black Hat World going to go where they're going to meet people that are like-minded? And that was it. Again, we wanted to give this platform of freedom. So to us, Ungagged, it doesn't matter whether you're white hat, black hat, gray hat, whatever. It doesn't make any difference. It's not about that. It's about all of our futures online. It doesn't, you know, if you get there and if you've been naughty, then, hey, you have to live with that. You know, whatever. That's how we look at it, you know. But a lot of fantastic, if you want to put a color onto internet marketing, a lot of people do have, you know, fantastic companies now, brilliant brands as clients. And they're as white can be. But they cut their teeth back in the day with black hat methodologies, you know. And it, you know.
Absolutely.
But that's the truth of it, you know. But and at Ungagged, they can say that. And they almost feel that they're amongst friends, you know, because a lot of the people that go there are the pioneers of the internet. These guys, you know, are in internet marketing, have been doing it since the, you know, mid-1990s kind of thing. They're free to talk about whatever the hell they want to talk about. And that for us is incredibly important.
Which is great. And I do love that component because, you know, 9 out of 10 SEOs over the age of 30 are going to have some kind of skeleton in their closet, right? They were involved with link spamming in the day because it wasn't really link spamming back then. It was online marketing or SEO. Yeah. You're involved in this or that. And, you know, things that I really don't consider to be black hat, maybe a shade of gray here or there, but things like that, right? And then, you know, when you guys launched, and we talked about this before, when you guys launched your American show, you know, I saw some conversations on Twitter and Facebook like, oh, this is a black hat world. I'm not going to a black hat conference. I'm not going to a black hat conference. And I show up and you have some of the larger companies as sponsors, whether they are, you know, SEM Rush was there, Eventbrite, Flippa, and then sessions on like how to grow your business and how to properly evaluate domains and web properties. And you really couldn't get as far away from, you know, the quote unquote black hat topic matter.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you're speaking to the audience, it's kind of refreshing to know that you have a couple of those guys in there, along with affiliates and along with enterprise and small business. And from a topic matter perspective, it really is like, this is one thing I used to like about the conferences that I used to do is that, you know, you're speaking to a room of your peers. And I've spoken at enough conferences where if I'm speaking to a room of beginners, it doesn't matter if it's 1,000 of them, I don't get nervous at all, right?
Yeah.
But when I'm at PubCon or something like that, and I look in the back of the room and there's like a Martini Buster or Greg Bozer or, you know, Todd Friesen or whoever sitting back there, I know I got to bring my... Yeah. I know I have to bring my A game because if I'm going to go up there and try to bull some people, they're going to call me out and you can't do that. Right. Like, so you're really holding by volunteering or getting accepted to speak at a conference of your peers or in a room of your peers. You're really holding yourself accountable at the end of the day. And, you know, with the whole ungagged, you know, no recording policy, one thing that I really enjoyed about Vegas was there was a lot of self-policing going on. Like if someone was holding a camera up in the room, there'd be other attendees telling them to put their camera down. Right. So there's a certain kind of respect that goes on. Like no one wants to ruin it for everyone else. Right.
Exactly. And that's priceless. That's almost when you know what it's like when you start something, whatever startup you're involved in, you know, with the conference, obviously you're talking about a lot of people all trying to buy into the same vision. And when you actually see that happening, you know, it's an amazing feeling. It really is. It's as if people have just understood what you're trying to achieve. And everyone gets the big picture. The big picture is because this is for everyone's benefit, you know. So that's brilliant. But thanks for reminding me that. That's very true, actually. That's a very important aspect of the feel of what Ungagged is like.
And it's also refreshing. Like, so if I'm speaking at a larger conference or whatever, first of all, I'm thinking about, hey, how many of my clients are in the audience or how many future clients and what I do not want to share, right? But when I'm at an Ungagged, I kind of feel like a sense of relief when I'm speaking. So I can tell some stories, not just about shady things or whatever in the past, but also some of the dumb shit I've done over the years, too, right? Because you never want to, you typically don't tell a prospective client that you screwed up in the past, but, you know, we all learn from doing it, right? So it's kind of like a nice, it's like a confessional, so to speak. Yeah. To a room of non-judgmental priests that are either going. So I like that. That's
definitely one way of looking at it. That's true. You know, that's the other thing. You know, like I said about the change from when somebody started their methodology on the darker side and now it could be whiter than white. You know, it's the same thing as how people screw up. You know, if you're in business and you're trying to be an entrepreneur, technopreneur, whatever, or even if you are in a brand now and you are successful, somewhere along the line, you've screwed up. You know, and the thing is that as we know, you know, the more hurdles you fall at, you learn how to do it properly, you know, and that's it. That's life. We don't want people standing on stage preaching about how wonderful they are. They'll tell you how they got to where they got to, and if they did screw up on the way, they'll tell you that as well, you know. And it's brilliant. For me, it's a great education.
So tell me a little bit about where you kind of see trends in search engine optimization going in the future. It's funny, I still have people talking to me about PBNs, right? Private blog networks and stuff like that. And then the underlying theme at Ungagged, what I heard a lot of at Ungagged actually, was the whole Yandex test where they took link value out of the algorithm to see how that would affect search results, right? And then they put it back in. But a lot of talk about, hey, maybe links aren't the future, or this is something that, you know, we may see Google possibly doing down the road, but, you know, where do you see organic search going and what people should not only focus on now, but to prepare for 1, 2, 5 years down the road?
I really wouldn't know. And, you know, some of the speakers did say this also that they haven't got a crystal ball. The only thing I would say is that for the longevity of any project, whether you work for a brand or whatever, I think over here, in the UK, digital agencies as such are struggling a little bit. And I think that's just because of not all of them. You know, there are many that are incredibly successful. But yeah, there are agencies over here that kind of like to sort of, you know, they take on a client and say, hey, yeah, we're going to do everything for you and charge a lot of money for it. Whereas a lot of that stuff can actually be done by the individuals or from a very small team. So things can be taken very much in-house. So I might think like the knock-on effect, there might be some change in the future with that because the knowledge is out there, you know, and things are being made more and more simple, if you like, in the way to do things. But where it's all going, like with search, et cetera, I don't know. You know, the overall feeling I get is there's a very holistic approach. So if you're trying to be successful, you have to embrace every single way of making sure that your website is doing well. Where it's going, who knows? You know, there was interesting talks at Ungagged about the potential future. But, you know, I would never want to guess. I'm not a technically advanced chap myself. And so, therefore, it would be almost silly for me to try and second guess. But I don't know. All I would say is that it's been going strong for a very long time. And, you know, hand on heart, we wouldn't have started Ungagged if we thought that this whole industry was going to implode. Far from it. We actually do feel that there's a lot of depth and strength that will come for the future. So, you know, at the end of the day, when people talk about different ways of searching, or if Google, for example, is trying to second guess you and get in your mind and try to guess what that search is, and the fact that they've said that they might not be involved with search in the future, well, let's just see. You know, whatever happens, we'll run with it.
Yeah, and you know, like with the whole building up of internal digital agencies, that's been a trend here in the U.S. And it's really interesting to see on two fronts. One, you have companies like CBS Interactive, Disney, and Salesforce that have been incredibly active with snatching up some of the top minds in SEO, really recruiting from agencies, or even bringing some people out of their, you know, I guess, quote unquote, caves of doing things on the shady side, right? Like, yeah. Like some of these teams that I see put together, I'm like, wow, these are some of the best SEOs I know, and good for them. They have a great corporate job, great benefits. The industry's aging, right? So all of us that started out of this, we all started out as young kids getting in the search and we're parents now, we're graying, we're worrying about health insurance, paying for college. So that's a component of it as well, right? But yeah, and it's funny too, on the agency side, like I get leads coming in from companies that are asking me how to build their internal digital marketing teams, how to build their internal digital marketing agencies. And that's a double-edged sword, right? Because if my job is to help you build the best agency internally, how does that benefit me, so to speak, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Which is a challenge for consultants. Yeah, it's really interesting to hear. So, you know, we're about to run out of time, Craig. So tell me a little bit more, and our listeners at Search and Deploy, a little bit more about your plans for Las Vegas.
Okay, so Las Vegas is November 9 to 11, so 3 days. Usually Ungagged is every weekend, so this is an experiment for us to do it from a Monday to a Wednesday, but that is typically Ungagged, so we always like to do things slightly different. Basically, it's going to be a three-track event. We're looking at probably a good 40 world-class, absolutely fantastic speakers again. Tremendously good value again, the early birds out there at the moment, including accommodation. It's at the Tropicana. That's Vegas. After that, we will be going back to London next
year. Wait a second. Did you say the Tropicana?
Yes.
Okay. Didn't they just get remodeled?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, they've just spent $200 million, I think. And the area that we have for Ungagged is either brand new or completely refurbished. So we're going to keep that same level. We're going to have fantastic food. There's going to be the drinks. There's going to be fantastic networking. Hopefully, it's going to be approximately 20 to 30 exhibitors. We're looking for those at this moment in time and sponsors. And we'll probably try and keep it, as all we always do, as intimate as possible, maybe a maximum of about 300 people, fingers crossed. It should be a very similar event to the last two events in the way that we present the event and the feeling of the event. But of course, new speakers, new content, completely unique. As I say, three tracks this time. Including roll your sleeves up workshops. So it's going to be a good 3 days again. We're very, very confident that we're going to nail it again.
Cool. Tropicana sounds awesome as well. And what about the future London event? What are your plans?
Yeah, so we go to London. I think what we're going to do is we do London and Vegas every year for as long as we possibly can. If it really does take off and we get a demand over in the Far East, for example, then we will try to fit that in as well. So we'll try to keep exactly the same methodologies and also the same vision, take UnGag to the Far East or India or somewhere like that. The idea for us is never to really have a massive conference. Okay, Vegas has got the space, but we never want to be one of those conferences. We never want to go to an aircraft hangar, a conference center. We never want to do that kind of thing. We don't want thousands of people that don't get to know each other, that don't get a good return on investment, that don't appreciate the speakers. So we will always keep a lid on that. We will always keep it intimate. We would rather have more conferences than a few huge conferences because it's just impersonal.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, thanks so much, Craig. Really appreciated you taking the time to go through this, have the conversation. I'm looking forward to the next UnGagged. So again, everybody, that was Craig Rayner, the COO and co-founder of the UnGagged Conference Series and from .com Consultancy. And this has been another episode of Search and Deploy. So thanks again, Craig, and thanks for listening.
Thank you, Craig. Cheers, Ron.